This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yahee! Welcome, everybody, to the Invent America Show, part of the Home Talk USA radio family. We are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HomeTalkUSA.com. Also, you can catch us on our network at the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNlive.com. And again, anything you want to know about Home Talk USA, Invent America, just go to our website at HomeTalkUSA.com. This is episode 1052 and counting. That's right, we got that big count off going on right now because trying to become the longest running independent home improvement radio program in the country. Wow, that's a big accomplishment. 1,052 episodes already. But I like to bring in my sidekick. They call her the inventor lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton. Rita, welcome back. How you been this week?
I am fine. How are you?
Hanging in. It's getting close. You know, I know we're making them big preparations for the International Building Show coming up, in February, and it's getting close. We still got about, 5 months away, but hey, we like to plan early, don't we?
we have to. In order to pull it all together, we do have to start planning, you know, 9 months out, certainly for me, to get all my inventors lined up and you know, everybody knowing what to bring and what to do and what to say. So that's, you know, just a part of the planning that goes into, you know, so much for us is, you know, the planning of, you know, getting our inventors out there and helping them show off. But for the inventors, it is just really a whirlwind out there of information they have to weed through and mistakes that can get made. And so I feel for every one of them who calls us and it's like, you know, I wish I would have heard about you guys 5 months ago, 5 years ago. And it's like, here we are.
Yep. And I can save myself 30,000. Huh?
I know, right?
But okay, what are we going to talk about? What's on your mind this week? I know you want to talk about how inventors can really get drug into the hype of that pitch fest that you always like to say. And so let's talk about that a little bit and tell us about our guests we got planned.
I would love to. So many inventors say, well, I pitched here and I pitched there. And it's like when you chase the pitch, you're not focused on the product. You're just focused on the pitch and you chase the money. And for so many inventors, you can lose in the process because time is so critical to our inventors. And so what I want to be able to talk to is like, when do you pitch? Because there's a time. I mean, there's a place and there's a message you give, but we can give some guidelines and some steps. And so our guests today they're in, you know, a couple of different phases of learning their pitch. And then our industry expert is one that has to listen to the pitch. So he's going to fill us in, Mike Locker from Locker Innovations, on what he wants to hear.
It's kind of like reminding me of trying to get a job. But before you can go out and get a job, you have to do a resume. Well, when you do that resume, you want to make sure that you know how to do a resume, and there's certain criteria of that resume that you want. So that's kind of what we're going to do here. We're going to build up that resume, right? The correct resume to get the product on the market. Is that a good analogy?
It is. It's a very good analogy because you've got to look at who is your audience. So if you, you know, are an IT guy and you're going to pitch to, you know, a telephone company as opposed to pitching to a builder, you'd have a different set of, you know, facts that you were going to give, even though the core was the basic. So what I tell inventors is you need to address it to your audience. So is this a buyer or is this a team of people that are evaluating your message?
Yeah.
So when we look at that, it's a matter of you have to respect their time. I would say, you know, your first interview is 15 seconds long. What problem did you solve? How did you solve it? Did you use a registered patent attorney? And can we build it at a price the consumer will pay? 15 seconds. That's it.
Yep.
The next interview might be 15 minutes, and they will ask you the questions.
Yep, you hit that nail on the head. And it's about the whole body of work that we need to do, right?
Exactly. They don't want to know your life history.
Yeah.
And I'll get so many inventors, it's like, you know, all right, respect my time too. I don't need to know where you grew up and where you went to high school. I want to know what problem did you solve and how did you solve it?
Well, it's time is money. And
exactly.
We're just trying to eliminate the mistakes. And we're giving our inventors, we're giving our audience a blueprint is basically what we're doing.
Exactly. Yes, we are. Absolutely.
And I hate to say it, taking mistakes from other people and learning from them. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And then learn from them.
And, you know,
why would you think
I tell somebody, it's like, if you're presenting and you see the guy you're presenting to look at his watch, you're lost. That's it. It's over.
Yeah.
When he looks at his watch. And
well,
when I'm a speaker at a group, they always say, did you want to present on screen? I said, no, I want to watch everybody. Because if they look at their watch or their phone while I'm talking, they're the ones that I ask the next question to.
You're right. That's right. Because at the end of the day, it's that's what it all boils down to.
Yep.
Well, it's a hell of a process from, you know, from the time you got to think that product, you have that idea, or not just that idea of thinking it, maybe you ran across a situation and you went out to a box store looking for it and ain't there. Nobody has developed it yet. Or maybe there's a technology that's already developed that you can make better. But you still got to think it. Then you have to put that on that piece of paper. And I know I keep saying it over and over, but you got to think it. And you got to put it on something. You got to write it down. You know?
Yes, you do.
You got to draw it out.
One of the things we do is when we're taking, you know, all of our inventors, our team of inventors to the National Hardware Show, I have a class with them before the show, and it says, these are the questions that you ask to gain someone's attention, and this is the information you give them, because you literally have 10 to 15 seconds at a trade show to address what's going on. Otherwise, their mind is already off walking away, even though they may be planted still in front of you, and once you lose their focus, that's it.
Well, the thing is, and I know I just talked about that. We got the International Building Show coming up in February. But the point I'm trying to make is that you never know who's going to walk in that booth. You never know who that is.
You never know.
Never know. All right, well, there's the music. Got to pay some bills. All right, and we're talking to, well, Rita Crompton. Me and Rita's just talking. We're just having a great chat. But we got a great, great show for you here on the Invent America segment of our show of Home Talk USA radio program, streaming live on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. So we're going to have our first guest, first topic. Stay tuned right here. But please do us a favor. Check our Facebook out. Hit that like button. And when you hit that like button, let's tie in all that just so you can get all the education and information. Just Google Home Talk USA on Facebook and hit that like button, please. All right. We're going to be right back. Yay! We'll be right back.
Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country. Home Talk USA with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
All right, welcome back to the Invent America show right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network, streaming live on our network, which is the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNlive.com. Rita, we got a big show. Let's just jump right into it. Who's our first guest?
Our first guest is Sarah Nowet. She is the inventor of Power Trowel Jr. Say that real fast five times and you won't remember which way your tongue is going. So anyway, Sarah, thank you so much for being with us. Sarah is, she's always lived in concrete. So, you know, no fun there, really. Grew up working with concrete with the family. And now that her children are getting a little bit older, she has invented this really cool tool. I think it's really cool that you are a woman inventing something to be used in concrete. So tell us, you know, what you can about the Trowel Jr. The patent is issued on this. And she's joining us for the National Hardware Show. So we're so excited.
Yay. Thank you so much, Rita. And I am... yeah, just excited to introduce the Power Trowel Jr., which is basically like a big power trowel for concrete. You know, they use the big machines when they're finishing a large job on concrete. And for the smaller jobs, stuck with just using the regular rectangle steel trowel that has been around for who knows how long, centuries. But this tool goes on the power tool, and it's like a drill bit, and it looks like a fan, and it basically presses down the concrete to finish it, and it can work for stucco and do stains and that type of thing. So that's what it is.
Excellent. So I'm excited to see it and be able to have you demo it for us at the hardware show. So, you know, like we said, your patent is issued, so you've had it kind of, you know, been working on it, thinking about it now for a few years. How have you had to learn to fine-tune the pitch? Because one of the things that I run into so often is inventors get caught up, either they don't know their product well enough to give a good pitch, which should be just, you know, a few seconds long, or they don't know when to stop talking, which is equally as destructive. So how have you learned to do the pitch?
I'm still learning. Honestly, it's one of the reasons. It's one of the reasons why I'm educating myself and being introduced to people, you know, like you all, to maybe give me some pointers on that.
Well, you know, real quickly, let's practice. What problem did you solve?
Making it easier to finish concrete.
In a small setting, like a kitchen counter, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Yep. Because everybody thinks of concrete as being driveways and patios. We don't necessarily think of them as being a kitchen counter. But that's become more popular.
Stairs. And stairs is really common, too. You know, people use stairs, and this would work on walls as well, like stucco or wall projects, because, you know, it's vertical. It's on a drill. So...
okay.
There's
and
a lot
so
to it,
the,
so I do get caught up.
I know. So I want you to focus then on, you know, what problem did you solve with being able to, you know, smooth that concrete in a small area, because the big machine isn't going to fit on stairs or a kitchen counter. But then, you know, the next question is, how did you solve it?
Yeah. Well, my brother was involved with the invention. My brother is really the concrete artist guru, and so he solved that problem, you know, in the garage. But, you know, and I was with him a lot of the times, and so I took out his invention, our invention. We're 50-50 on it, and so and basically got it through the research and development, and now trying to put it out there into the world.
Okay, so then the third question is always, did you use a registered patent attorney?
I did.
Excellent, good answer. That's the right answer. All right. Do you know yet that you can make it at a price a consumer will pay for it? So does it fit into that lineup of those power tools that are already on the shelf?
Yes, and I've heard that the margins that could be on this project are quite good because it doesn't cost as much to make it as what people would want to pay for it. It's a really valuable tool.
That's a good place to be. We have a few others like that going to the National Hardware Show with us. So, you know, when we're looking at then that basic introductory conversation, it's what problem did you solve? How did you solve it? Did you use a registered patent attorney? And can you make it at a price the consumer will pay for it? Now, if you plan to be a startup as opposed to licensing, all right, because you don't want to be manufacturing and trying to place these yourself. So you want to license it. But there are some inventors that want to be the startup. So you don't have to have a patent to be a startup. You just have to have a patent to be able to negotiate. That's the difference. So there are times when, you know, an inventor will say, no, I'm just going to make it. And when somebody copies it, I'll run off and I'll make my next thing, which is fine. It's a business decision. Well, I feel really bad, though, when inventors have gone to market with something. They didn't get a patent on it. Somebody does knock them off. They find out they could have gotten a patent on it, and now somebody else has it, and they get accused of infringing on somebody else's work that was originally their own. Imagine that.
Yeah, yeah. I've been really careful to be quiet about it until everything was official. That was what my attorney said to do.
Exactly, exactly. You know, time is not your friend, but, you know, getting out there too soon is not your friend either when it comes to the marketplace. And so, for you, what is your ultimate goal?
My ultimate goal is to help do-it-yourselfers work with concrete easier and have professional concrete people learn how to finish faster as well and do it in a faster time. And save their body on finishing.
So, and your next step then is going to the National Hardware Show.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. Thank you.
We are too. We're excited to have you along. So I hear the music playing. I want to let everybody know we are coming back with the next segment. If you've got an idea, you're just starting out there, let me know. We'll get you on the right track right away. I want to thank Kicker Design as one of our sponsors. They are excellent in helping you get those next prototypes done. And also Product Quick Start has joined us as a sponsor. And likewise, different groups to help people in different ways. So join us. And if you're an inventor out there, please contact me about being on the radio. We would love to have you. So stay with us. We will be right back.